Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to another episode of On the Line. I am here with my friend Manal.
Hey.
I'm so excited to have her, and she just revealed this is her very first podcast.
I'm super, super nervous and excited at the same time.
I keep taking people's podcast virginities. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just very welcoming to podcast noobs, but I'm like, get on the show.
No, it's awesome. I'm super happy to be here.
So I just want to talk to you because as soon as I met you, I just absolutely loved you, as you know. Oh. And I want to tell everybody how we actually met.
Do you remember? Because my story is a little different.
Well, I vaguely remember.
Okay, so my story was, I'm a huge fan. And I worked really closely with Lancome, and the PR team there was like, oh my God, we work with her all the time. She's super awesome. You're both Canadians. I need to introduce you because you're new from Canada. You can make new friends. You're in the same sort of like job environment. So this would be perfect. And you guys are exactly the same.
Yep.
And introduced to you. We kind of hit it off perfectly. Thrown into the pool, actually, because we just... We didn't just meet. We like spent an entire day together.
Yes. So I remember one of the PRs from Lancome, her name is Mo. She was like, you are going to be obsessed with Manal. Like, seriously, you guys are like the same person. You're going to have so much fun together. And then she's like, well, do you want to film all day with her? And this was like the day of the BAFTAs or the day before?
The day before, I think.
And I was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. Let's do it. And we literally had like the busiest day filming together, but we banged it out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was really fun. So how would you introduce yourself when people are like, oh, what do you do? Who are you? What do you say?
It's crazy because I don't know where to begin. I usually would say beauty blogger because that's kind of where I started with beauty tutorials. And then it kind of turned into like a lifestyle thing. So I would say lifestyle, beauty, fashion, and soon to be mom blogging.
Gonna be a total mom blogger?
Totally. I already started.
What is a mom blogger? Like, what do you talk about? Like, the type of strollers you're gonna buy?
Pretty much. What's good about this? What's good about that? Breast pumps. Lots of breast pumps.
Breast pumps.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You've been doing a lot of research on breast pumps?
Yes. There's a breast pump that you could just stick into your bra and it makes no noise and you go about your day and it's pumping throughout the day. How crazy is that?
What does it feel like to pump your breasts?
I have no idea. I'm going to feel like a superhero cow or something.
Oh my gosh.
I love
it. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
I do.
I'm so excited. Are you revealing it?
I'm revealing it. So okay. Soon to find out.
Okay, fine. I'm not getting that much goss on this episode. So you've been in a very long relationship. I've actually met your husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's really nice.
Aww,
he's literally lovely. Like the nicest person ever. So I can tell that's, well, can I tell that story?
Yeah, for sure.
So I am renovating my apartment and I think it was like last summer. I was like, or something like that, a few months ago, I was like, I need to redo my kitchen and I don't know what to do. I was like, Manal, I need your husband in my life and now he needs to help me. And he came over and he was going to fix it. And I was like, okay, that's actually really expensive. Yeah. And I cannot afford that right now. But he was really, really nice and came over and helped me out with that. So how long have you guys been together?
So we've been together for about, I think, 6 years. I think I've been saying 6 years for the past 2 years. But we've been together for 6 years, married for 4.5.
Yeah.
And yeah, we met online and like not on your average dating app. We met on Twitter.
Oh, you met on Twitter?
Yeah, via Game of Thrones hashtag.
Hilarious.
Yeah. It was trending worldwide and I clicked on it and his tweet was like the third one down.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And he was a total stranger and I slid into his DMs. But so I made the first move.
Whoa, girl.
Technically. I know. But I didn't know he was a dude. I just had questions about Game of Thrones. And then we happened to just hit it off. And I was just super freaked out at the fact that he was not from Toronto and he was from UK.
Yeah.
And we were both Muslim and we both had like very similar upbringings and things like that. And we just hit it off right away. But we were friends at first. So the only excuse we had to talk to each other was Game of Thrones.
So how did you actually get to meet in real life?
Oh, he did the totally like movie romantic comedy thing. And he like flew in halfway around the world for my birthday. And it could have ended two ways, all right?
Were you nervous?
I didn't know what was happening. He just FaceTimed me once and he was just like, I'm outside. It's your birthday. No. Surprise. Yeah. And I was with two friends and one of them was like, what the hell? Call the cops. Like, what a creep.
You had no idea he was coming.
No idea. Yeah.
Had you FaceTimed and Skyped and stuff like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I knew he wasn't a catfish for sure.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah, totally. That was my main thing. I mean, he could have catfished me with the height, but that's not that important.
So cute. And then were you just like, what am I gonna do, move to the UK?
And so we kind of hit it off, and the first time he met me, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna marry you.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, oh, this guy's insane. I love it. And that's it. He was serious. He came back a few months later, and at that point we were talking for about 2 years, so I had a good idea of what he was like. Yeah. As a friend.
Yes.
Flaws and all, and him, me as well, so it kind of worked out for me because I knew if I wanted to be with him, it was just a matter of chemistry.
Yeah.
In person, and seeing if we kind of like if the vibe was still there. And yeah, it was, so it worked out perfectly.
And then how did you get to come over here then?
So he proposed. We had an engagement / nikah.
Where
which
did
is
he
like,
propose?
In Toronto.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he did. Like 8 months later, he asked my hand. He went to my family and they were totally like, yes, take her, please. my parents are like Muslim hippies, by the way. They're not,
that's so cute.
They're not like your average Muslim family. And then, yeah, we hit it off. We had an engagement. And then I flew in 2 years later after I finished my nursing degree. So it kind of just worked out.
Yeah. And then you moved in together when you moved here, obviously.
Yeah.
And now you've got a cat.
Now we have a cat.
And now you have
a baby.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Have you had any weird pregnancy cravings?
No. Other than anything sweet or juices, I have none. I feel like I should though, because I want to take advantage of it now.
Absolutely.
But I have none. I feel like I'm just going to try to convince myself I do.
Okay. So you moved over here, and is that when you started doing your blogging stuff?
No, I started about 6 years ago on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
While you were doing your nursing stuff?
While I was a student. And then I kind of made it a full-time thing once I moved here and realized how long it would be for me to actually pursue nursing halfway in the world. So.
Yeah. Is that a different situation? You can't just be a nurse over here?
Yeah, you got to do like tests and stuff. And
right.
It's just a long process.
Okay.
So I wasn't into that.
What does your family think of the beauty blogging stuff?
They had no idea what it was.
Right.
They just knew I was in front of a camera talking in my room on top of like I had boxes, shoe boxes as a tripod.
Yeah.
And I would just film all my tutorials. My mom did not understand it at all.
Yeah.
Until about 2 years ago when I was on a billboard in New York City. And she
oh
was
my
like,
God.
What? This is taking you places? No way. I had no idea all this time. And I'm like, yes, mom, all these hours.
Were you always good at doing makeup?
Yeah. No, actually. I started in high school, grade 9, 10. I used to do girls' makeups in the bathroom, their eyeliner and stuff. And then it kind of just picked up from there. You know when people gas you?
Yeah.
And they're like, wow, you're amazing.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I'm finally good at something. What?
That's so
and I
cool.
just pursued it.
So. What does makeup do for you? Because I know what it does for me. I feel like it helps my confidence. And I also just think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what is it about makeup and beauty that you love so much?
I think it's pretty generic for everybody where it just makes them feel good. But also you can kind of experiment and express yourself through different makeup looks.
Yeah.
One day I want to wear like a lime green eyeliner and one day I want to keep it super fresh and simple. So
yeah.
Like I just, today, it's like another version of,
I'm like,
girl,
looking at your makeup, it's just so natural and you've got those little freckles drawn on.
Thanks.
They're so
it's
cute.
Totally not natural, but thank you. It's just about expressing yourself, I think, which is the most exciting bit. You wake up in the morning and you express how you feel through makeup.
That's true. Or like this morning I woke up and I was like so tired and my skin is breaking out and I was like, you know what? I just need to.
Where? Your skin is, you have
no,
like the most amazing skin, especially in person. You guys have to really see her skin in person. It's
everybody's
flawless.
Saying that, but actually I'm having so many skin issues right now and it's honestly like so stressful. And I know I cover it up, but like I don't know what is going on, but I have breakouts all over the bottom half of my face And I've seen like two dermatologists and like all these people, and like nobody knows what the situation is.
Your skin looks flawless. Well,
thank you, but it's the It Cosmetics CC cream, honestly. So speaking of products, what, I know this is a boring question, but I actually like this question. What, like, what do you really truly love? Like, what are the products that you really love? Like, I love the Chanel cream bronzer. Like, I literally, every time I use that, I'm just like, oh, this is so good.
I think my go-to product, well, a radiance cream, by Bobbi Brown. So they have a new one that's called Glow, Golden Glow, and it's like a radiance pump.
Is it a pump?
Yes. I've seen that. Love that. I use it every single day.
Okay.
I mix it in with my moisturizer, and a really good moisturizer. Avène has a really good one called Rich Compensating Cream, and it's literally like you're bathing your skin in butter. It feels so good.
You look like a goddess right now laying on my bed with your pregnant tummy. It's so cute.
I love you.
Okay, so this is a call-in show, and I wanted to get a couple questions from the audience. So let's play the first one.
Hello.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I noticed that both Manel and yourself moved your entire lives from Canada to London. You guys have had time to adjust and really see the social and cultural differences to live in both countries. What advice would you give to those that move their whole lives to different cities and are starting fresh? I'm moving to New York this coming September to complete my master's at NYU. I also received a scholarship too, which I'm really happy about. I would love to hear both of your thoughts. Thank you. My name's Lakshmi.
You were here longer, so maybe you should go first because I would benefit from your advice.
Well, how long have you actually lived here?
Almost 3 years.
Okay. So yeah, it's actually so cool. I think that we have that in common, that we're both from Canada and we both moved over here. You're married. I'm not, but let's not get into that. I remember when I moved, I was so young. I was 19 and it was literally terrifying. Actually, at the time when I was actually getting on the plane, I wasn't so scared. It was more like a couple weeks after, I was like, wait, I can't just like go hang out with my mom and my brother and my family and my friends. Like, I've really truly felt so lonely and so alone. And actually, we went out for lunch one day and we kind of bonded over that because you just are starting over and nothing feels familiar. Do you agree?
No, I completely agree. And I think it's super admirable, the fact that you did that at 19. I mean, I had leverage. I had Amer to kind of help me feel grounded and stuff. But that is incredible that you did that so early on. I think that's where we both kind of agree, where it is very lonely. It's great fun for the first 6 months. You're like, yay, I'm on a vacation. This is amazing. Yeah. And then when it registers that you're actually not around your mom as much and your lifestyle is completely different and it's just not easy, you kind of feel like you just want to go back.
Yeah. Did you ever want to go back?
I had 2 years to prepare. So the engagement period, between the engagement and the marriage period, was me in uni really trying to absorb the fact that I'm leaving. And that 2 years really helped me, because if I didn't do that, everything would just be a big shock for me. And I wouldn't have had a good time adjusting to this new lifestyle, where I took the 2 years to literally like focus on my good energy and the idea of me and picturing myself living in London and the different environment and being away from family. So I think if you know you're about to live abroad, the first thing I would suggest is really absorbing that information and trying to prepare yourself as best as possible.
Yeah. I mean, I think I did not do that at all. First of all, I was 19 and thought I knew it all. Knew nothing, by the way. Knew nothing. And I decided to move, I think, 3 weeks before I actually moved.
Wow.
Yeah. So I basically got the visa 3 weeks and then I packed my stuff and moved. And I moved with two suitcases.
That's crazy. It's I had insane. 2 years and I feel like I still wasn't fully prepared.
Yeah. But I don't think you can ever really be prepared until you're here. And you're like, wait, there's no sun mm-hmm. ever?
I know.
But have you made a lot of friends here and stuff?
Sort of. I mean, it's really hard to make friends doing the things that we do because our job is usually at home filming content and things like that. So I find it very hard to find friends that I can really relate with.
Yeah.
And also sarcasm. I still haven't gotten that down.
What do you mean?
Like, I believe everything. The amount of times these people like make, you know, sarcastic humor jokes and I so believe it. And then 6 months later, I was like, what do you mean? You were joking?
Hilarious. Well, what do you love about London? Because it's actually now my favorite city in the world.
I love how there's always something to do.
Yeah.
It's so small, but yet so big.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely love it. I love the culture. I love how it's history rich. I just love traditions about it and how they're so old, but yet still so important to everyone here.
Yeah.
And I admire that so much.
I love that
too. What about you?
Yeah, that's what I love about it as well. And exactly. I think everything still feels like a movie to me. Like everywhere I go, I'm like, oh, there's a phone box. There's a double-decker bus. Like I'm not over it. But yeah, I think the fact that there is always something to do. And like I grew up in a pretty small-ish town.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. I always wanted to live in a big city. And yeah, I don't know. And I love the people here. Yeah. I love the people so much. I think they're hilarious. But, yeah. Okay, let's get to the next question.
Hi Estee, this is Cassidy. I'm a longtime fan of yours. I wanted to ask you something that I've kind of wanted to ask you specifically for a while. So I'm American, but I'm living in London right now. I'm a student getting my master's, and luckily I've been able to live here with a student visa, but soon, once I'm done with my master's, I'm going to have to get a job and get, you know, a working visa. And I know, obviously, you're Canadian and you've lived in London for a while, so I would just love to hear kind of how you maneuvered that logistically. How did it work for you? What was the visa process like? I don't know if that's a boring question, but I think it could be relevant to a lot of people because I know a lot of people, especially, you know, in their 20s or so, are trying to figure out how to live in another country. And I would just love to specifically hear about what it was like for you moving to London. So thank you.
I personally get a lot of questions about the visa process. Mm-hmm. People are really interested in the visa stuff, but I feel like it's different for everyone's situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously got married.
Yeah, I had the marriage visa.
Right.
But I took long. Like, I was, quote unquote, visiting. And, you know, you have a 6 month gap for you to visit.
Yeah.
I utilized that maybe, like, the first year before I actually got my visa.
Right.
Which was a little difficult because traveling in and out, they're like, how long are you staying? And you're like, I live here, but, you know, yeah. I'm visiting. So I used that for a bit because I was going back and forth quite often. And then when I got my marriage visa, it actually came in within a month and a half. I did it in November. And the process was kind of long because they wanted a history of everything. They wanted conversations. They wanted to make sure it was a real relationship. So, which is good because I had conversations for like 3 years prior, and marriage pictures and everything. So, I mean, it depends on the type of visa that you go and you get, but sometimes it could be a little tricky, especially if you do it during the winter time, because that's when it's really busy because of Christmas and everybody wants to visit their family and things like that.
The home office is honestly the worst place on earth.
Mm-hmm. It's very hectic. And if you fill out the form wrong, they could reject it just by like a little mistake. So if you are going to apply for a visa, I would suggest doing it properly, getting feedback. And if you know any, is it a solicitor?
Yeah.
If you know any solicitors that can look over your form, help you with the process, or if you know anybody that can kind of just guide you through it before you send it in, that would be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there's also something that I used. It was called the Youth Mobility Scheme Visa. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's a visa you can get as a Canadian where if you're under, I think if you have to be under 30 or something like that, and you can get a 2 year visa to like hang out in the UK basically
that's amazing.
For 2 years. But then it's, I think it says after that visa, you're not supposed to apply for another visa or something like that. Like, it's really like whatever. Somehow I did get it, but everybody always asks. So I'm going to say I got the unmarried partner's visa after that. Mm-hmm. And then I had that for a while. But anyway, now I have indefinite leave to remain. I always get comments like, what's going to happen when you have to go back to Canada? I'm like, I have a visa, people. Like, I'm actually looking to get my citizenship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while, so you could have gotten it five years in, right?
I could have got it. But yeah, it's just like one of those things. It's like, oh, God, do I have time to be getting my citizenship right now? But I should definitely do it with like Brexit and everything. I'm like, I should probably just get that.
Yeah. And we should have a little party for you.
Yeah. We should definitely have a British party. But then I'm like, is this where I want to settle? Like,
that's my next question.
Okay.
Are you going to stay or what's going on?
Everybody always asks me like if I'm going to stay in the UK. I mean, before I was like, of course I'm going to stay in the UK. Like, this is where, like, you know, my boyfriend and my dog and all my friends and stuff. But now, I mean, I still have my dog, obviously, but it's a bit different. I don't know. I feel like I'm a little more open to maybe moving somewhere else, but I love the UK. I do not know why. I've spent my entire 20s in the UK. Mm-hmm.
That's a long
time. So it actually feels more like home to me than Canada. I wouldn't want to live in Canada.
Yeah. Yes, because when you're like in your teens, you're used to a lifestyle, but have you really like went out and lived your own life?
Exactly.
No, you haven't. And what would be the next place you'd move if you were to move anywhere?
I would love to either live in New York or LA.
Ah, okay.
But I don't even think I want to live in New York because I spend so much time there because I just love it there so much. Uh-huh. And even after like a couple weeks, I'm like, oh my gosh, this place is just like too much. It's so busy. It's so hectic.
Yeah.
There's always something to do. Yeah. People have dinner there at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's with that?
I mean, it doesn't sleep. The city does not sleep. That's what I love about it.
I know.
You can walk around at 2 a.m. and I mean, everybody's doing it.
I know.
You're not in a dodgy alleyway. Well, there are dodgy alleyways for sure with dodgy people. But no, I think love New York.
It's interesting, though, because I really do feel like I could move anywhere and start over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any ties anywhere anymore, except obviously Reggie, who I love.
He's so majestic.
He's so majestic. That's the word everyone always uses.
Really?
And I'm like, yes, he is. He's like a magical creature. But yeah, I love New York and I love LA so much. I want to spend more time there.
Do you see your... I don't really think LA is a place where I would live.
Yeah, everybody says that.
Especially because everything shuts down so... Like, you can't go out at night.
Yeah.
It's really dangerous. And then during the daytime, it's so
beautiful. Is it
dangerous? Yeah, my friend lives there. She's visiting me, actually. And she's leaving this morning. And she was saying how she doesn't go into the city at night.
Right.
Because it just, as soon as the city turns off, it's like really dodgy.
Oh my gosh.
But in the daytime, it's absolutely incredible. And there's so much sun. And
yeah.
Unless you live in like Orange County, which is a more family-based area.
Well, anyway, who knows? But I've seen a bunch of psychics and they all say I'm going to end up in LA.
Really?
Which is crazy to me because I've only been there a couple times and I don't really know that many people there. I don't know. What do you think about psychics?
I feel like they play on little things. Okay. And then, you know, it's very broadly answered, okay. But yet still like...
You're not into it.
I'm not into it. I don't think it's like, I don't know. But that's just me. I'm very skeptical of a lot of things.
Okay, fine.
So wait, what? So did you like the results that they were telling you? Like,
well, I get Reiki done a lot.
Okay.
Do you know what's about that? Reiki?
No.
It's like, I'm actually going right after I do this podcast with you, which is why I was like, can you not be late? Because I have an appointment with my spiritual healer. No, but it's, I did a whole podcast on it. So you can listen to that, but it's more of like a spiritual situation. She listens to your energy. She kind of meditates you down and she like dials into your spirit, basically.
Interesting.
And so many things that she said to me are so weirdly accurate that I cannot even explain.
Really?
Yeah. So I always like to see her when I'm feeling a bit like unsettled, when I'm just like unsure. And I'm like, because I am so anxious as a person. I'm like always a million steps ahead, which means I never actually get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to see, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it just helps me calm down a little bit.
I love when people's energies kind of like bring you back, especially when you're talking and yelling and you're super like, and someone's just so calm and positive. It just, and you have that vibe with you.
You have that vibe with you.
I have that vibe with me.
You are so calm.
Really?
I want you to be like my second mom.
This is the first I have ever heard this in my entire life.
Oh my God, your voice is so soothing and like, I just want to take a nap with you.
I think it's just because I'm pregnant. I'm trying to conserve all my energy.
Okay, so I want to talk about body confidence and self-esteem. What are your thoughts and opinions on that? Have you always been a confident person?
Growing up, I was very, very naive. I was actually like overweight, and a lot of people would tell me I'm overweight and comment on my looks. But because of my naiveness, I didn't see it. I would be like, what do you mean? I'm Beyonce. When really I was like a size 14 at like 12. But no, I did when I was in my teens because I was a lot more. I turned into, my hips expanded, my boobs got so big so much earlier on than everybody else. So I did feel like very body conscious. And then I'd get bullied about certain things. So because I was super tall as well. So yeah, self-love was the number one thing that I try to teach myself. And I haven't even fully gotten to the point where I want to be. But I feel like self-love is one thing that heals it all when it comes to like even independence with making decisions, just like relying on yourself, being confident, loving yourself. That's one thing that I think my entire 20s I've been focusing on, and I've been getting better and better with it. But
so you think that like becoming more independent helps with your body confidence?
Yeah, mentally, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think so too, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know even like this past year and a bit, like I felt like I was just like a little fish in a brand new pond, and I was like trying to fix my dishwasher by myself, and I was like, well, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Just even those little things where you have to take charge of your own existence. I don't know, it makes you more confident, which makes you more confident in every aspect.
Yes, I completely agree.
Which has been interesting. So it's cool.
You don't notice it until you practice it. Yeah. Like, and then you start to see a difference in your confidence and how you speak to others.
Yeah.
And how you communicate and your eye contact and how you love yourself in the end of the day. It's crazy how all these little steps you take.
So when you walk down the street, do you feel, damn, I look so good right now?
I mean, right now I feel like a whale, but that's just, you know, due to the circumstance of the pregnancy. But I tend to never bring myself down. Like if I'm about to say, ugh, I feel like this, I stop myself completely, even though I feel it, because I don't want to speak it into existence. The more I say it out loud, the more I feel like it affects, I believe it, and it affects the way I perceive myself.
Honestly, you're so right. I, even this morning, I don't know what's going on with me, but like, I'm just feeling weird in my own skin lately. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh God, I just don't feel right. I mean, I'm on my period.
Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
I literally looked in the mirror, I was like, I can't deal with this, da 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 da. And I was like, exactly what you just said, just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop.
Even what if you don't believe it. Yeah.
What is it helping you by saying, oh, I hate my hair today, I hate blah, 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 my skin or whatever?
Yeah, even if you think it's just like you're speaking out lies and you don't think that your hair looks amazing, just by practicing that and saying it out loud.
Mm.
And also the way you perceive yourself has a big impact on how others perceive you.
Okay.
So like if you have like if you're confident with yourself and you're okay with your hair, people are like, you know what? Yeah, your hair is actually really nice.
It's
but
true.
If you start pointing out things like, oh, it's so frizzy and this and that, people start to see those like qualities as well, even if they're not really there.
Are you saying my hair is frizzy?
No.
Because it really is.
No, it's perfect, actually. Honestly, the way you pull off a bob, I don't think I've ever seen you not in a bob, and it's incredible. Like, I don't want to see you in anything but a bob.
I want to talk about how the internet has affected your life, and I know I actually hate talking about trolls because I hate feeding them.
Yeah.
But how do you actually deal with that? Does it affect you? Do you care? Do you just let it roll off you? Has a comment ever really got to you?
Definitely. I feel like it used to get to me a lot more.
Yeah.
And I think it gets to my sisters more than me because they would like troll them back. And I'm like, you can't do that. Your full name is on your name.
Literally.
Like, you can get harassed. But they're the first ones to be like, don't say that. No. And like take my back. But no, I just picture the person trolling me.
Yeah.
Someone just going through something really sad in their life. And it's nothing personal. It's just what they think of me or what they think I am. And they don't really know me. So I try not to take it personally, but I do get comments where they really bug me. And I'm like, what do you mean you think my smile's fake? Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
If that's, what's a real smile if you think this is fake? Like, do you know what I mean? And you start getting upset and worked up, but...
I've had those comments too where it's like, that's not her real smile. She's dead behind her eyes. Blah, blah, blah. And it will literally be a day where I'm like having such a laugh.
Yeah.
And I think what is so interesting is that people who are doing that, they just don't know anything about what's going on in somebody's life.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, they can speculate and we put our lives out there and all of that. But I just think it's funny how sometimes how inaccurate it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get a lot of people being like, oh, she's dating this person or she's dating that person. Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally never dating the people that they're talking about. And it's just, it's funny how wrong sometimes they can get it. But also sometimes they can hit a nerve.
Yeah, they really can. But you know, there's two different types of negative comments. And the ones that we mostly get are the ones that are not a personal attack to the character that you are, mm-hmm. but just what they think you are as Essie Lalonde on Instagram, right? Fine. And the ones that are in a personal attack are the ones that really hurt, like God forbid we get a death threat or something
right,
like that.
Right.
That is like a personal attack on you, or the but more of like the brand image is what is. That's why I kind of just brush it off, because the content that I create is 100% authentic. But then the personal parts of me that I do, the good things that I do that I don't really show on camera, is not on there. I put what I want to put, which makes it a lot easier for me to feel comfortable with the camera. Mm-hmm. And then that helps me open up more. But I mean, have you ever really spoken to a troll?
No.
I have.
Who?
I've spoken to a couple.
What, on internet? On the internet?
Yeah. Like, I've sent them a DM and I would just speak to them.
What do you say?
Why do you think this way? What's going on? And it's, most of them have to do with attention. Or just lack thereof of whatever they feel like I have and they don't, and they're just upset with their own lifestyle.
So you say, hey, why do you think this way? And then they're, they become nice to you, or?
Like 90% of the time they've become really nice, and they're like, yeah, I've just been having a really shit day and I'm looking for any excuse to like troll people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you think that when people troll like influencers, if you want to call it that, they get like a release of like.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because you're behind a screen, you're typing and you're bringing someone down, but it also, if you're feeling down, you're not alone. That person will also feel down, and it gives you a sort of comfort.
Right.
Well, that's kind of the vibe that I get when I do question why. And I kind of just kill them with kindness.
Oh my
gosh. And they just feel
you're
super
a saint.
Shit about themselves for saying these horrible things. And yeah, they just become a proper follower. And I'm just like, appreciate the support, but let's try to keep it positive.
It is really funny, though, like when my actual real life friends and my family and stuff, they'll see like a mean comment and they're like, they don't even know you. Like, you would never even do that or think that or look at your life that way. So anyway, it's really funny. So we've got one more question from a listener. Let's roll it.
Hey, Estee. My name is Randy and I am from Alberta, Canada. I work with youth ages 6 to 12, and we're starting to teach them about internet safety, just in after-school programming. And I know one of the number one things is we try to tell them to watch what they post on the internet, because it can never be deleted. With that being said, I had a child ask me the other day, with this 10-year challenge that's happening for all their siblings and some of them, because they're about 12, if people are posting it just so that they can get pictures of them when they're younger so they can bully them, and what kind of our outlook was on it as adults. So with that said, I was curious to know what you guys think, and also the best advice you would recommend to youth that are starting to become more on the internet, you could say.
Well, I will say, when I first started my channel, I was 19, and I really didn't understand that everything you put out there is there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it's not that I get embarrassed, but like sometimes I wish I could just start totally fresh
mm-hmm.
as the almost 30-year-old woman I am now, not mm-hmm. as the 19-year-old
mm-hmm.
person, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But it's there forever. But when you were growing up, did you just post whatever you wanted online?
No. I think also because I wear the hijab, it's something that I want to represent. I represent Muslim women automatically.
Yeah.
And there's so many stigmas out there of what Muslim women are like. They're oppressed or this and that. So I felt like I had a responsibility to not make myself look like a fool on the internet because I wear a hijab and it's like a physical symbol of a Muslim woman. So that helped guide me into being like appropriate but still expressing myself, which was, I think I would be a lot more like wild if I didn't wear my hijab and I wouldn't really care.
Yeah.
But the physical responsibility and the symbol of me wearing the hijab was something that helped make content that I wouldn't regret in the future.
Right.
And it kind of, because it is a way of life and it helped guide my way of life. So in that aspect, I was really grateful that I did wear the hijab and I did do what I love, because it was like a constant reminder of, let's set a good example for other Muslim women and it would still be me.
I actually read an article, I think it was Elle magazine that you were in, and you were kind of talking about representing Muslim women and stuff. It was a really cool article.
Thanks.
Are there a lot of Muslim women beauty bloggers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are. Because I was reading that article and I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah, it was an awesome, awesome, like,
and you looked gorgeous in that shoot.
Oh, they did an incredible job. You should have seen what I looked like walking in.
Yeah.
No, it was such an amazing experience. It was the USL team, and they came in, they flew in, and they did me and Dina Tokyo and Amina, and it was just incredible to be a part of that. But yeah, but they basically shined a light on hijabi Muslim beauty bloggers, or bloggers in general. And yeah, I think it really helped with stigmas and like misrepresentation and people that don't really know what the scarf is and what kind of lifestyle we lead.
Well, I assume when you were growing up, you didn't have a lot of people in the media wearing a scarf.
Never.
Like, you know, to look up to or anything like that.
Not in Canada or not in the Western world, for sure.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the norm. But now when you go to Toronto, you see billboards with like women in hijab and men in turbans, and it's so diverse. It's incredible.
Do you get a lot of younger girls like saying that they look up to you and that it's amazing to see you doing what you're doing?
Yeah, which makes it worth everything that I do.
Wow.
Especially when I'm like, I'm a plus size woman. I wear a hijab. I feel like a lot of women identify with me. And when they see me on ads and billboards and stuff, which is not that often, but when I am, it feels like they've sort of succeeded and they feel more comfortable in their skin and feel more comfortable wearing the scarf. Which everyone should feel comfortable in what they do and with the lifestyle that they practice. And yeah, and also I find that my followers are a wide different range of people from all over the world. Either it's people that absolutely have never seen a hijabi and have no idea what that means and they're just curious about my lifestyle, or people that look exactly like me and lead the exact same lifestyle. So it's crazy. I can ramble for days. You should stop me.
But what do you think people are coming to your, like, if people are curious about your lifestyle, as you say, what do they think they're gonna find?
That's
just
the thing.
Like you hanging out at home with your cat.
I know, but they wouldn't expect that.
What do they expect?
I have no idea, but I think it gives them some sort of satisfaction that no matter where the person is in the world, no matter what they are, I can relate with them in some way, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have no idea. But it's,
you actually have a scarf company.
I do.
Although I went on your site and everything's sold out, girl.
I know.
What's
going
on?
it's been sold out for quite a while now. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to restock very soon. And I just didn't anticipate it to be as successful as it was.
Yeah.
And I distribute in London, in New York City, and Toronto. And it just was overwhelming. I make it sound fancy. It's my sister who's in charge of those locations. But no, it's just incredibly, incredibly amazing. And it's been doing so well that I didn't anticipate it to do that well. So we're currently dyeing more scarves and getting them sewn and shipped in.
I feel like we got kind of off track of the question about what advice would you give to youths who are maybe starting to use the internet. Because there's like 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds who are starting YouTube channels and stuff. I don't know. Do you think people need to be careful about what they're posting? Do you think just it's a free-for-all and that, you know, the way of life is just like more is more?
No, I think they should be careful because the free-for-all can get out of control. And when you are careful, you know what I mean? You can't, you know, you don't want to offend other people. You still want to do what you want and enjoy it, but you don't want to create an environment where it becomes very hostile.
Yes, exactly. Do you find that you're able to set boundaries easily between your work and your personal life?
Yes and no, because my work is my personal life, like my lifestyle vlogs and things like that. I do introduce you to my family and I bring you in my home and I show you how I do things. So the personal things, yes, but I try to keep it as authentic and genuine as I could. Yeah. And I can't do that without showing you private parts of my life totally. That I'm comfortable with.
Do you like switch off at 6 p.m.?
Oh my gosh, no.
Yeah.
I'm like in bed at like 11 on my phone on Instagram swiping and liking, and Amr's just like, put the phone away.
It's an addiction.
Yeah, it really is.
So what is like the dream for you? Do you want to carry on doing YouTube forever, or like do you have any long-term goals? I'm always so interested because so many of us have been doing this for a while and it's like, what is next?
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to introduce my little baby into gonna say the gender. Oh no, you gotta crop that out because
no, you didn't say, you said my little baby.
Okay, good. But I'm really excited to start a new venture in my blog and be a mom and like experience that. I have no idea what I'm doing, so just like creating content that's like for everyone, and everybody kind of goes through that in one way or another. So yeah, just creating a family vlog, bringing hubby on board to help me, and just documenting my life and having something to look back at. I think it's incredible.
Are you scared of all the people being like, you shouldn't give your baby this, da da da, and you're doing that wrong, and you're holding that baby? Like, I personally, if I had kids, I couldn't show anything because it's, I literally, the comments I get about my dog, like, you what? Shouldn't have that kind of collar on him, and da, da. I couldn't imagine if it was your kid. Aren't you afraid of all that?
Like, you know what? The millennial advice I've been getting from people our age having kids is don't let anyone tell you how to be a mom. Like, you know what's best for your kid. Okay. And if you practice that, especially with being on social media, they'll always have something to say.
I know.
They already do with my pregnancy. Like, I posted like a vegetarian sushi roll. They're like, you can't eat that.
Oh my
and I'm
gosh.
Like, it's vegetarian.
Yeah.
But thanks. Relax.
It's just a lot, I bet.
It is.
Like, if I read the comments of, like, a family vlog, it is like, just straight up, like, hostile in those comment sections.
I feel like some people get it worse than others, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You should see her face.
Well, I just cannot. I'm so far away from having a little bambino or bambina.
I'll bring you a little swaddle so you can carry mine around.
I've only held one baby.
Really?
Yeah. I'm, like, not super, like, I like babies.
I know, but you're just a little, you don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
That's totally
but
normal.
Actually, speaking of psychics, every psychic I've seen said I'm going to have four boys.
What?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Well, that seems very intense, but yeah.
Four boys. I see it.
I'm actually, I can be a very maternal, loving person. It's just with animals, with dogs, but like with babies, I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, I totally see four boys, actually.
What?
Yeah. You're very maternal. I think it's because of Reggie.
It's for real. People don't know what I do for this dog. Like, I literally home cook his meals.
Oh, what?
His special meals. I walk him four times a day. I cover him up with blankets. He's got three beds in here.
But he's so majestic. Just look at him.
He's 12 and a half years old.
Oh, wow.
I know. So are you going to have a baby room and everything like that?
Yeah, I'm turning my office into a baby room.
Okay.
So it's going to be like a beauty room / baby room. And then obviously our bedroom is a little bigger. So we'll have some baby things in there.
Are you going to like take time off work and stuff? Or how does this work when you're...
So hubby's actually taking time off for me.
Yeah.
And I work at home. So
exactly.
I can just work while I'm breastfeeding.
Right. How much time is he going to take off?
So he said he can take off 6 months.
Okay. Amazing.
Since I'm not taking off six months because I'll be working throughout. But technically, because my hours are quite flexible.
Yeah.
Which is good because you'll see more of him.
Oh.
Which people love.
I love him. Do people love him?
Oh, they love him. And he loves it too. He says he's like a little shy, but as soon as the camera's on, he's right in frame, smiling in the background. Like, you're perfectly in position for it, aren't you? Yeah. He's so prepared.
He's really awesome. We wanted to talk about the bath situation.
Yes. How do you take a bath?
How do I take a bath?
Yeah.
So, guys, for all of you listening, I was telling Manal that I am renovating my apartment right now, which you might have heard some rustling in the background because the wallpaper is going in. But I haven't had a bath in 15 days.
Okay.
This is very intense.
Is that?
Yes.
I'm a shower girl, so I don't know how this works.
Well, I shower every day.
Okay.
But it's just not the same for me. I normally will have a bath at least 3 times a week at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do? So you set the bath.
You get in that bathtub.
Okay.
You put those Epsom salts in.
Okay.
You put some aromatherapy associates oil in there.
Mm-hmm.
You light a stick of incense. you watch Riverdale. And you get in that tub and you let all your problems melt away.
And then do you come out or do you shower after?
Then I come out and I might have like a little rinse off.
Okay.
And then I put a body oil on or a moisturizer and I literally love it. So I can't even talk about it. I'm so upset.
I'm so sorry.
But I'm really excited. Well, the bathtub I'm going to get is like a little extra.
Ooh, you deserve it. I feel like if you spend 3 times a week in a bathtub, it better be like the most bougie bathtub.
I know. Well, they say you spend the most time in your shoes and in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's my shoes, my bed, and my bathtub.
Yeah.
So I got a really bougie bed.
Yeah. I love this bed. It's incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Although someone was saying like, please let us know if it's like sturdy.
Yes.
Because, like, it is, like, made of, like, bamboo or something.
But bamboo is really strong.
It's strong, but it's, like, update. It's rickety.
Is it?
It's rickety.
No.
And, I mean, maybe I'm just getting up to some wild stuff. But it just seems like...
Let's practice. Let's figure this out.
So, yeah, I don't know if I need to, like, screw the headboard to the wall or what, because...
You might need some reinforcements.
That's what I'm saying.
Or else your neighbors will know everything about your life. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think on that note, I will wrap it up. It was such a pleasure having you on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is so chill.
Your aura is amazing.
Same.
I'm really excited to see your baby journey.
Yes, and I'm excited for you to hold the baby and swaddle the baby.
Yep. The baby. We don't know if it's a boy or girl yet.
You'll find out soon.
Okay, so where can people follow you and your journey?
So, I post on YouTube once a week, and I'll be posting some mommy vlogs if you guys are moms-to-be or just interested in lifestyle vlogs, lifestyle content. Check me out. It's Chinute. I guess you just type in Chinute on YouTube. And then on Instagram, it's the same thing. And in case you don't know how to spell it, Chinutay.
What is Chinute?
It's a childhood nickname.
Ah, oh, that's right. I think
And then I kind of made it my brand.
Yeah.
And... now it's weird when my family calls me Chinute because I'm like,
yeah,
stop cringe, you know?
No, that's like when, because like my grandma called me Essie, which was my first username on YouTube. And I just, whenever she calls me Essie, I'm like, oh, it doesn't feel the same anymore.
Exactly.
But anyway, I don't go by that anymore. All right. Well, thank you again, Manel.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to hang out with you now.
Yay.
Although I don't have much time. I have to go to my Reiki session.
I'm really curious to see how that goes. Keep me posted.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.